I should say, when Origin rolls around, despite obviously not being the world's biggest rugby league town, there's certainly an interest here in the AFL state into rugby league. And bringing Origin to Melbourne, I imagine, is a little bit of a gamble. But what can we expect at the MCG tonight?
Well, first of all, MCG is a great venue. Not as good, I have to say, although close to that fantastic venue, the new stadium you've got in Perth, where, as you know, State of Origin is going to be next year. I mean, we're really looking forward to that. The double header went incredibly well. What are we looking forward to? We've got a crowd of at least 85,000, and we'll just see how the last ticket sales go through the day and until tonight, because it's on tonight, as you know. But look, we're going to have 85,000. We've got two really close teams. A lot of the heroes have gone. People like Jonathan Thurston and Cameron Smith have retired from Queensland. And Billy Slater's out. So three of the great mainstays of the Maroons have gone. And you've got people like Roberts coming in, Cantrell. You've got these really, Lantrelli, but these really fast back lines and players. I just think that's going to be fantastic for the game. So who's going to win? No one's going to win.
They don't. It's probably one of the closest Origins in recent memory, because there's 11 debutants in the New South Wales team and a swag of changes and heroes retiring for Queensland. It's going to be great. But to try and entice the Victorians into rugby league, obviously the Storm have been so successful, but to take one of the Origins, particularly the first Origin, to Melbourne and steal it really from Sydney or Brisbane, it's a bold move, isn't it, Peter?
Well, it is, but if we want to expand the game and make it a national team, which is what we really want to do, a national game, you've really got to take your best product in the state. Now, Melbourne Storm, as you know, have been premiers on and off for some time, and they have been you know, a great team, well-coached, great players, and they've ended up with a good fan base of around about 25,000 in Melbourne, and we've just done a deal with the Victorian government to establish a centre of excellence, about $12 million. And that's designed to breed more local Melbourne players, Victorians playing the game. There have only been two Victorians who ended up in the Storm team. So this is about encouraging Victorians to actually play rugby league. And when you see, you know, people like Latrell Mitchell and Nathan Cleary and James Roberts, I mean, these are just extraordinarily gifted. And that's just to mention the Blues without getting into the Maroons. When Victorians see them, we hope they inspire a whole generation of young people. I mean, Nathan Cleary is only a young man, for example. What he's doing at the Panthers and what he's doing elsewhere is fantastic. They've had people like Billy Slater, of course, and Cameron Smith, and before that, Cronk. But at the end of it, having a really big game like that, I think, increases the level of interest amongst young people, and that will do a lot for the game and growing it in Victoria.
Yeah, I'm sure it will for Victoria. And, of course, if you want to be the National Rugby League, you do need an Australia-wide footprint. So bringing double headers to Perth, and obviously to bring Origin to Perth in 2019, is very, very exciting, because when you look at some of the crowd figures from the National Rugby League this year, you're up around, I think, 5%. TV ratings are up as well, around 6%. So the game is continuing to grow, and there's obviously new audiences who are interested in the game of rugby league, and you want to capitalise on that.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, what's happened is that the ratings for rugby league are up. AFL is down, and I take no pleasure out of that, because AFL is a great game, and we want people to do what they do in Brisbane and in Sydney. That is, they enjoy both rugby league and AFL. And, you know, we're a mad sporting nation, and we can do more than one sport. So we want to share that. So I don't, you know, demean AFL on any occasion. But our numbers are really good. And we're also expanding the game. And by that, we've got a women's competition. There's going to be State of Origin for women this year. There's a four-team competition where there'll be a final. And that's the first time we've done that in a women's game. In addition to that, there's going to be a touch competition, because that means people who don't want to play contact sport at the NRL level can enjoy rugby league by playing touch. And obviously, the Western Australian, NRL and Western Australia's got a good, solid base behind it. I'm chatting with them very shortly in Sydney, and we want to see what we can do about supporting the growth of rugby league in Western Australia, because they love rugby union, they love AFL, they love rugby league. We've just got to continue to see rugby league grow.
Yeah, indeed. And obviously a huge commitment by the South Sydney Rabbitohs who've been coming to Perth for the last 10 years. As I mentioned, you're going to be staging Origin 2 here in Perth standalone fixture next year on a weekend, which will just be absolutely fabulous. Obviously, it comes down to an economic decision, though. So by bringing the game to Melbourne or bringing it to Perth next year, is it an earner for the National Rugby League to be staging Origins out of Sydney and Brisbane?
Well, it is, and obviously we do a deal with respective governments, and we did one with the Victorian government, we did one with the Western Australian government. Because you see, the smart thing about it from the Western Australian government point of view and the Victorian government point of view, you get a whole lot of visitors turn up. And I think we had a look last time we played State of Origin in Melbourne. They got 25,000 interstate visitors came just for that game.
It's huge.
And then there were a lot of other people who came and did other things. So when you get a huge number of people like that turning up, spending money in Perth, spending money in Melbourne, there's an economic benefit for those states. So that's why it's good for Victoria and good for Western Australia.
Yeah, it certainly is. And if we can hope to get anywhere near that in Perth next year, no doubt the marketing campaigns will ramp up after this Origin series to give it as much lead time as possible, and plenty of New South Wales and Queensland fans can book their flights. I did note when you came to the role as the chairman of the Australian Rugby League, Peter Beattie, that you were very keen on the idea of expansion. Does Perth still sit amongst those conversations if you are to expand the National Rugby League competition?
It certainly does, and what we're doing is we're taking this slowly, we're not going to rush into it. What we need to do is to make sure that there's a viable team that's got the business case, that can operate as a successful team before we get putting players on the field. And the reason for that is very sensible. We need to make sure that the club's got a financial future, because if it falls over, then the responsibility ends back at the NRL. So we're going to do this steady, but we'd love a team in Perth, but teams have got to stack up. There's other options, obviously, but Perth is up there in the running, absolutely.
All right, well, we liked the sound of that. We look forward to Origin tonight in Melbourne. We look forward to the entire Origin series, and particularly bringing Origin here, or over to Perth, I should say, in 2019. It should be absolutely fantastic. Peter Beattie, thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you again about it.
There you go, Peter Beattie, the Australian Rugby League chairman.